Hear the Great Gildersleeve at 8.
From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey.
But darling, will you love me when I'm old and ugly?
Well, I do, don't I?
Why, of all the...
There, there, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey.
Smithkins, twice this year now, you've tried to break out of jail.
I know it, Warden. You see, I gotta see me dentist every 6 months.
Every 6 months? Why, I'll see
you... There, there, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Arthur Q. Bryan, Opie Cates, his clarinet in his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mark Yakakis.
December 16th, 1945. Imagine. Just 374 more days, it'll be a year from this Christmas. Well, it's a tough job to shop for Christmas. I don't know why they always have Christmas come at this time of the year. Why they always have it come when the stores are so crowded. And it's so hard to know what to get for people. For instance, I didn't know what to get for Uppy Cates. I was going to get him one of those brand new Cadillac cars. But they take so long to deliver, you know. So I got him a couple of handkerchiefs instead. I got him with my initials on him in case I ever want to use him. And for Bob Williams, I wanted to get him a nice cigarette lighter because he's always talking about the Old Gold cigarettes. Now, would you believe it? I put over 60 cents in that claw machine trying to get a cigarette lighter. Only thing came out was 22 jelly beans. I hope he likes jelly beans. But the best present of all is the one I got for Betty Rhodes. I got to get down to the express office and pick it up, and then I got to take it over to the department store and get it gift-wrapped. Yeah, well, Betty loved that gift. It's a big, beautiful birdcage. You know, I wanted to be sure and get her something different. And she's got a totem pole. And that was the only thing that I could think of. Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes.
Hiya, Parkey. Gosh, I'm tired. I've been downtown Christmas shopping. Oh, it's always such a problem to know what to get anybody.
I know it. By the way, Betty, did you just ask me what time it was?
No, I didn't ask you what time it was.
Oh, pardon you. You see, I couldn't tell you the time anyways because, don't forget, I don't got a wristwatch, you know. But if you really want to know the time, I could run down to the bank. They got a big clock down there. It's only 5 or 6 blocks. It wouldn't take long.
Oh, you have a wristwatch, eh? Uh-huh.
Oh, Betty, don't think what I am like some people giving hints what I want for Christmas. Even though I would love to have a wristwatch.
Well, Parkey, maybe somebody's already noticed that you have a wristwatch. Perhaps they bought you one for Christmas.
Oh, they shouldn't have done it, Betty. Besides, I hope you got me one with a leather strap.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Parker.
Oh, hello, Uppy.
Hello, Uppy. Gosh, I got to get some work done around here. I'll see you boys later.
Yeah, all right. Well, Uppy, I suppose you're thinking about your Christmas shopping, too, huh?
Yeah, Parker. I'm glad that Christmas only comes once a year. I got to buy a lot of gifts. Don't forget, I got 23 boys in that band of mine.
23 boys? Gee, that kind of hits you hard, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yes.
Hey, you got any ideas what I could give them, Parker? What do you think the boys in my band need most?
Music lessons.
Music lessons? Well, if I could afford music lessons, I'd take some myself.
Why don't you give Mitch a bottle of nice toilet water?
Say, that's an idea. Yes. How much does that cost, Parkey?
Oh, about 80 cents a bottle.
80 cents a bottle?
Yes. Well, of course, you. On top of that, you got the exercise tax and the luxury tax and the sales tax and the government tax. Brings it up to around $14 a bottle.
$14 a bottle?
Yeah.
Parkey, I got 23 men. I can't spend that much dough.
Yeah. Why don't you give Mitch a bottle of after shaving lotion?
How much does that cost?
Oh, about 60 cents a bottle.
That's too much, too.
Yeah. How much you want to spend?
Well, is there anything I can give him for Christmas that'll run me around 15 cents a bottle?
15 cents a bottle? I got a good idea. Why don't you give Mitch a quart of milk?
You know, that's a good... That's a good idea, Parky. Then I can get a nickel back on the empty bottle. Yeah. But I still don't know what to get for Betty Rhodes.
Well, I hope you give Betty something better than a quart of milk. The least you could give her is a pint of half and half. Say, Uppy, I'm going to give Betty a beautiful gift. Can you keep a secret?
Keep a secret?
Yeah.
My family's famous for keeping secrets.
Yeah?
Well, I was 15 years old before they told me what my name was.
Well, I'm going to give Betty a big, beautiful birdcage.
A birdcage?
Quiet! I don't want to hear me. Gee, will she be happy when she sees that? I can just picture the smile on her face when she sees it. I got to go over and on. Up at the express office, and then I'm going to take it downtown to have it gift wrapped. I really want it to look good, you know.
Oh, Parker, here comes that girl back again.
What girl?
Oh, I told her to come back later. You better go over and talk to her.
Okay, I will. You want to see me, lady?
I sure do, honey. You remember me, don't you, sweetie? I was in here a couple of weeks ago and applied for a waitress job. Remember, honey?
Oh, yes, I remember you. And I do need a waitress very badly.
You do, honey?
Yeah.
Well, ain't you sweet, dearie? You know, when I was in here before, honey, I didn't have my references with me. Remember, sweetie?
Yeah. You got them with you now?
You bet I have, honey. Yeah. They're right here in my purse, dearie. Now, let me dig them out here, sweetie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, just look what I carry in this bag, honey. A comb, nail file, screwdriver, vanity case, Forever Amber.
Forever Amber?
Pocket-sized edition, honey. I read fast.
I see.
Oh, here's my references right here, dearie.
Thanks, honey.
Honey? Look, I just met him, and he's calling me honey. Gee, you don't lose no time, do you, dearie? I guess you must be one of them wolves, honey.
Look, you said you brought in your references. Will you please let me to see them?
Oh, listen, sweetie. Don't raise your voice to me, honey. All I want to do is just bring in these references. Here they are, sugar.
Say, these are pretty good references. When could you start to work?
Oh, bless you, honey. I can't go to work for you, dearie. I got a swell job now, and I wouldn't leave it for nothing. I just wanted to show you my references, honey. Ain't they swell, dearie? Goodbye, sweetheart.
What? The craziest people come in this restaurant. You know something? She wasn't working. I could put her in Betty's birdcage. She'd make a wonderful bird, a cuckoo.
Hey, Marky.
What is it, honey? Pardon me. Girl has got me all mixed up. What is it, Uppy?
You want to hear a swell song?
Yeah.
Betty and I have been rehearsing White Christmas, and she really sings it nice.
Oh, White Christmas. I remember her singing that song from last year, say. That is a beautiful song, and I love the way she sings it.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Thank you.
Williams.
Hi, Parky. Hey, where are you going?
I gotta go out to the express office and get something. Boy, do I hate those crowds downtown. You know something, Bob? Now, look, if anybody pushes me, I'm gonna push them right back. I'll just take
now
it and
there, there, Parky. Why be irritated? Light an old goal.
I know, Bob, but Christmas shopping is always such a hard job, you know.
Well, why don't you be like me, Parky? I never have any problems with my Christmas shopping.
You don't?
No. Everybody on my list gets a pack of old golds. Because everybody knows that old golds give smokers year-round comfort and pleasure.
Oh.
But you can't get that comfort and pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Well, now, Bob, please explain to me what old gold does about that.
Well, look, you see, Parky, to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples.
I see.
We call it apple honey.
Well, there's another thing that I want to know, too, Bob. What is it that gives old gold that extra flavor?
Well, listen, don't you know, Parky? Old gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. Yes, Parky, Old Golds make a wonderful gift for Christmas and every day in the year.
That's very good, and I'll see you later, Bob.
So long.
Yeah, I guess I might as well get over to the express office and pick up that birdcage. Gee, I can just picture how happy Betty will be when she sees the gift I got. Federal Express Company, we send you. This is the place where I'm supposed to pick up my birdcage. I'll go in. Package is delivered. That must be the window. How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You got a package for me?
We got a lot of packages. Who are you?
Park your carcass.
Look, I ain't got no time to sit down. This is Christmas time, brother. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You got your ticket with you?
Yes, I have, right here.
Oh, that's for that big birdcage here.
That's right.
What are you going to keep in that birdcage, mister? A vulture? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Tell me, mister, why do you keep on saying Merry Christmas?
That's a company rule. They make us say Merry Christmas to all the jerks who come in here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Gee, mister, if this birdcage of yours was any bigger, you could rent it out for a two-room apartment. Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, that'll be $27.80 collect. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas? I mean $27.80 collect. Gee, I don't got that much money with me.
Well, if you can get somebody to identify you, we'll take your check. Somebody that we both know.
Okay, who do you know that I know?
Look, brother, I ain't got no time to play games with you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, wait a minute. Look who's just coming in. It's the mayor. He knows me. He'll tell you who I am, mister.
The mayor?
Yes.
That absent-minded guy? How can he tell me who you are? Why, he's so mixed up, he don't even know who he is. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. But don't worry. The mayor knows who I am. I'm one of the best friends with he's got. Pardon you. I'll go over and see him. How do you do, Your Honor?
Hello, Doctor.
Yes.
I came over to see you because that filling came out of my tooth again.
The filling came out?
It did? I can't understand it. Open your mouth. Let me see it. Wider, please.
No, no, look. There's nothing wrong with my teeth.
There isn't?
No.
Then why did you make an appointment?
Make an appointment.
Okay, I will. Could I come in Thursday at 4:00? Well, it's the only time I can get away.
No, no, Your Honor. You see, I'm not a dentist and you're not a dentist. You happen to be the mayor.
Today, I gave you the great roads. I gave you the great parks and the great civic buildings. The great highways. Great libraries. And a great public works system. And I also gave you great bridges. And when I say bridges, I do not mean ordinary bridges.
I mean the kind of bridges that don't wobble around in your mouth.
No, no, look, Your Honor, all I want you to do is to tell that express man who I am.
Why, don't you know who you are?
Yes, I know who I am. I want you to identify me so I could get my package. You see, I got a ticket here.
A ticket?
Yes.
Speeding again, eh?
I didn't get a ticket for speeding. This is the express company. I got a ticket for a package, and if you will identify me, they'll take my check because I owe him $27.80.
$27.80?
Yes.
But, Judge, this is my first offense. I... I've never before been arrested for speeding.
Oh, you don't understand. Nobody was speeding.
Oh, you weren't, huh?
No.
Well, I'd rather take the word of the policeman, mister. He's never lied to me yet.
Policeman?
Yeah, pull over there and let me see your license.
Look, I don't got no license.
No license?
No.
How dare you practice dentistry without a license? You realize what this means?
Look, Your Honor, I don't know what it means. I only know that I'm not a dentist, I'm not a policeman, I didn't speed, and you're not a judge. This is an express office, and if you will identify me, they'll cash my check for $27.80.
$27.80?
Yes.
Okay, I'll pay the fine. But this is the worst miscarriage of justice I ever heard of, and I intend to appeal. Here's your $27.80, and you can deliver my teeth to my office in the morning. Goodbye, Your Honor.
Well, at least he gave me the money. I'll go over and give it to the expressman. Say, Mr. Expressman.
Are you still here? Merry Christmas.
Yes, I'm still here. Merry Christmas.
Well, I told you you can't get that birdcage without the $27.80. Merry Christmas.
Okay, here's your $27.80. Merry Christmas.
And here's your birdcage. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Goodbye. Merry Christmas.
She's a big birdcage. Now I got to take it over to the department store and get it gift wrapped. Oh, I'm sure going through a lot of trouble with this gift, but it's worth it. I know how happy it's going to make Betty.
Bobby Cates is clarinet and his orchestra play Christmas Night in Harlem.
I just got my Christmas cards. How do you like them?
Oh, they're beautiful, Bob. May I read one?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you live at the equator, where it's warm, or in Alaska, where it's bound to be cold, you'll have a Merry Christmas if you'll just remember, why be irritated, light and old gold? That's pretty clever, Bob. Where'd you ever learn to write such beautiful poetry?
Well, I worked 3 years for Burma Shave.
It's a fine slogan, why be irritated, light and old gold. But, Bob, why particularly an old gold?
Well, Benny, the answer to that question goes back to the year 1760 when Pierre Lorillard started his tobacco business. And as Lorillard worked away in his mill, he developed a great ideal which still guides the Lorillard folks today. The ideal of doing more in a cigarette to give you more. The ideal of devotion to those little details and refinements that give added pleasure. That's why today in Old Golds, you get not only a delicious blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more. An added detail, an added refinement.
Latakia, you mean?
Yeah, I mean Latakia. That's for extra flavor and richness. And in Old Golds, you get more than ordinary moistening agents. You get a special humectant.
Let me guess, Bob. Apple honey?
Yes, Betty, it's what we call apple honey. And, you know, that helps prevent cigarette dryness. You know, and even the cigarette paper on Old Golds, made from virgin pure flax, is a detail which gives you more smoking pleasure. So when we say, why be irritated, light an Old Gold, we mean that this cigarette, based on Lorillard's tradition of doing more in every last detail of manufacture to give you more, is your true and comforting friend when you want genuine pleasure and relaxation. Try a pack of Old Gold, won't you?
Boy, just look at the crowds in this department store.
Oh, Mary, here's an empty elevator right here. You're going up, mister?
Going up? Look, lady, this is not an elevator. This is a birdcage. Now, thank you to step out of it. I wonder where I could get this thing wrapped. Uh-oh, there's the information desk. I'll go over and ask them. Hey, pardon you, is this the information desk?
Yes, yes, it is.
Check. Would you please tell me where I could get this birdcage wrapped?
Birdcage wrapped?
Yes.
That's on 7th floor.
7th floor, thank you.
No, come think of it, it's on the 5th floor.
5th floor?
No, wait a minute. It seems to me they're on 3rd floor.
On the 3rd floor, thank you.
But I think they moved.
They moved?
Yes, I'm sure they're on the 4th floor.
Well, I'll try the 4th floor, thank you.
Wait until I look it up in the store directory here.
Yes, all right.
Oh, here we are.
Yes.
Just I thought, they're in the basement.
How do I get to the basement?
Just take any of the elevators going up.
Yes. You go up to get to the basement?
That's the way I always go. It's a little longer, but it's a more comfortable trip, and you meet a better class people. Yes,
well, thank you very much for helping me. Goodbye.
Not at all. Glad to do it.
Yes.
Say, that's quite a birdcage you got there.
Yes, it is.
If it was any bigger, you could rent it out for 2-room apartments. Hey, that's a good one.
I'm glad you like it.
Well, hello, Mr. Park, you cocky.
Well, if he's done being my old friend Orville Sharp, the salesman.
Ain't nobody else.
Yes.
Hey, what's that thing you got there, a birdcage?
Yes.
That's the biggest thing I ever seen. You know something?
What?
If that birdcage was any bigger, you could rent it out for a 2-room apartment.
Am I correct it?
Yes, you're correct it. And that joke, it is starting to make me sick it. Look, I brought this birdcage in here to get it gift wrapped, but... Oh, my, I never seen such crowds in my whole life.
Yeah, hey, it's a good thing you met me.
Yeah?
This is my business, you know.
Your business? What kind of a new business you're in now? You wrap gifts?
No. Look, at Christmas time, the stores are so crowded, it's impossible for people to get through. You realize that, don't you?
Oh, yes, I realize that, all right. But what is getting through the crowds got to do with your business?
It's simple.
Yeah?
Who are you buying your interference from?
Interference?
Why, sure. Who's running interference for you?
You mean you got to hire somebody to run interference for you?
Why, abso. Come here. I represent a company called Through Thick and Thin, Through Slob and Mob. We get you through. That's our job, Incorporated.
I see.
Remember our motto. We love to shove.
I never knew there was a company like that.
Why, sure. My company has run interference for some of the best Christmas shoppers in America. I'd like to sign you up for a $10 deal.
Yeah, what's the $10 deal?
Well, if For $10, I supply you with 3 All-American tackles and an old lady with long teeth.
An old lady with long teeth?
Yeah. If the tackles don't get you through, she'll bite her way through.
Well, $10 is a lot of money.
Uh-huh. Maybe you'd like my $5 assortment.
Yeah, what's that?
For $5, I have a woman who weighs 300 pounds, and every 20 seconds, she faints.
Yes?
Now, when she faints, the people got to spread out to make room to let her fall. And when they spread out, you sneak through.
I sneak through?
Yeah. And that way, we make plenty of room in the Aisley.
Aisley? Brother, you don't mean Aisley. You probably mean Aizel. I don't know whether I want to spend $5 for interference.
Well, you got to go through those crowds to get that big cage wrapped. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. Look, Mr. Sharp, could you give me some interference for around 75 cents?
75 cents?
Yes.
For 75 cents, the only thing I can give you is a 12-inch hat pin. And, brother, from there on, you're in business for yourself. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Boy, what a job it was to finally get that birdcage wrapped and back here. I'll never want to go through that rumble again, gee. I can't wait until Christmas to give this birdcage to Betty. Will she be happy? It was a good thing I was able to sneak it into the kitchen without her done seeing it. Well, might as well go and see what's doing up in front of the restaurant.
Oh, hello, Betty.
Oh, Parky, I'm so mad of all the crazy things.
What crazy things?
Oh, it's my silly old Uncle Jack in Illinois. His Christmas gift just arrived, and what do you think it was? Well, of all the useless things to send me, Parky, a birdcage.
He sends you a birdcage?
Yes. Now, what in the world am I going to do with a stupid old birdcage? Oh, Parky, please excuse me for being so upset, but you can...
Send you a birdcage, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it is kind of silly, ain't it? Imagine anybody giving anybody a birdcage. By the way, Betty, you know anyone could use a 2-room apartment?
For the further adventures of Park Yukakis, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Arthur Q. Bryan, O.B. Cates as clarinet in his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness, to give you more smoking pleasure. Then we'll see you next Sunday. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky's. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Harry Einstein. Bob Williams saying good night for old
This gold. Is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles.